Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have some suggestions or questions, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just call in and tell us what you think, 480-648-5149. I am excited to talk to you. Today, we are chatting with Hannah Kennedy, the grand poobah of all things membership at the ISSA. The ISSA is a leading trade organization for the cleaning industry worldwide with over 7,000 members. They serve owners of cleaning companies, janitorial supply companies, and even jerks like me. If you want to reach out to Hannah and the folks at ISSA, or actually Hannah specifically, you can get a hold of her at Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, at ISSA.com. Hannah, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, everybody.
And I got to tell you, so Hannah, supposedly from what she tells me and what they say on the website, is like the membership person, but she's actually very shy. She was so scared to be on the website, and then she kind of got excited, and then we couldn't figure out the time because neither of us are that bright. And long story short, it was a long time coming, but you're here, sister. What's shaking?
Oh, my goodness. So much. I'm very excited for 2016. ISSA has a lot in store for its members. So hopefully at the end of this, you'll want to be one.
All right. Well, let's pretend. I got to imagine most folks know who and what the ISSA is, but there's got to be like seven out there that are like, who, what's going on? I'm scared. This isn't an owner of a cleaning company. Give us a quick overview of who you people are and why we should care.
So we are, our mission is to help change the way the world views cleaning. That's our promise to all of our members. And so our members range from manufacturers to the owners of janitorial companies like building service contractors or in-house service providers, distributors. And so we are on fire for innovation in the facility solutions. So making you and setting you up for success through education, through our industry trade show, through events, through seminars, through networking. We are your resource and we are your tool to help you get to where you need to be and to provide those facility solutions in your work environment.
All right. That sounded super professional. So I'm impressed. I got to say, I thought we were just kidding before, but now you guys are legit. So that said, I don't want to say constantly, but certainly repeatedly telling either Cleaning Nation as a whole or someone I'm coaching, just the benefits in general, the concept of associations, if they're selling to customers that are all property managers, they should be a member of a property manager association like BOMA or whatever the case may be. But that's external. Internally, I always coach up in terms of, hey, I do coaching and stuff, but I'm just one guy. There's a whole sea of resources out there in terms of kind of the best practices in the industry. And I'm constantly, mostly just because I'm familiar with you guys. I'm sure there's others out there. Maybe I don't know much about that. And I'm sure there's some great ones. But you're the ones I always refer to because you're the one I'm familiar with. So that said, being the lazy bum that I am, instead of me doing my job and for the ninth time explaining why Cleaning Nation should be aware of the ISSA and be a part of it, I'm going to go have some coffee. You tell the owners, if you would, how it's going to improve their life, make their life better as the owner of a cleaning company.
Well, a lot of things that we've realized is that sometimes the communication and the education from the top man to the employees, or even from the manager to the facility decision makers, you know, those bean counters, people who have control over your budget, there's a lack of communication there or lack of education as to why cleaning is so valuable, why it's so necessary to do it the right way. And so we care, and a big part of that is our value of clean that we're constantly promoting to our members, and it helps bridge that gap of education and communication on how to properly train those who are working for you, to retain your customers, to improve your image, We also have a lot of certification and standards. We have a new one, actually, that just came out, the Commercial Cleaning Standard, which helps you educate your team, your company, especially if you own a cleaning business, on how to properly do that. And you're able to inform the people who might control your budget. You know, a lot of people don't have that option of being, you know, the one man who can do it all, who can, you know, have complete control over their cleaning budget. So it helps you inform, you know, why you need to spend, you know, an extra $10 a month on your cleaning budget. That price won't outweigh your cost of what it will cost you in the end. It was more of a return on investment for you, which is what we're all about doing.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, and if I missed it, shut me up and correct me, is you guys kind of give tools to owners of cleaning companies so when they're conversating with their customers, they can, you kind of give them some ammunition to be like, hey, here's the value. This is why you pay a real cleaning contractor, not, you know, that's got workers' comp insurance and has been doing it for 10 years and uses real chemicals and knows what they're doing, as opposed to just, you know, some guy in a van down the road.
Exactly. A lot of people think, you know, oh, I just need to accept the lowest bid. You know, and we're here to tell you why you probably shouldn't do that. You know, you get what you pay for, and you want quality, you know, over price sometimes. But obviously, you know, when we don't understand the value of something, we're definitely not going to use it, and we're more than not, you know, we're not going to pay for it. And so this, our value of clean is probably one of our top tools that we provide as a tool belt. You know, everybody needs a good tool belt to get the job done. So we've got infographics, PowerPoints for you to read and study. We've got the Value of Clean white paper for you to pass on to your team to help value and qualify what you're actually doing.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why I'm constantly, I don't want to say constantly, but often bringing you guys up, because the philosophy that you guys know as Cleaning Nation listening to this podcast is give value, do a lot of education. It's not about lowest bid or, you know, doing 100 job walks. It's about building a relationship, giving value first, and then getting the business second. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about you creating that value and you doing this internally, which, you know, is an excellent strategy. But for crying out loud, if you've got a budget like the ISSA has to kind of create these materials and it comes from a third party, there's some real power in there. So A, if you're totally lazy, you can go from zero to a ton of ammunition and kind of paraphernalia and information to start educating your customers just with the membership. If you're doing what I'm always preaching and you've got that stuff internally, to add a third party is just a whole nother layer, and you can kind of get it instantly just from joining. And you guys are constantly updating that stuff, right? It's not like some book you wrote in the 1960s that's just sitting there. You guys are constantly churning out newer and better stuff, correct?
Correct. You know, we're committed to always learning and always improving. So we're constantly surveying our members, asking, you know, what is something that you think ISSA can do better for you? How can we improve, you know? What is something that you would want us to be as a resource for you? Because if you stop growing, then you may as well just stop existing. So, you know, it's a constantly changing market and world. And for our members to exceed, you know, we need to be able to provide them with what they need to adapt.
So what's the top resource that people like? Because I know you guys have, gosh, there's training. I know there's the big event. What's the favorite? What's the thing that the members love the most?
Oh my goodness. You know, you said it, you know, there are so many, and because we have different classes of members, there's probably one for each class, but overall, I would say it's our trade show. We have our annual industry event every year in the fall. This year it's in Chicago at the McCormick Place, and our theme is Untamed Potential. You know, innovation is limitless, and our members are the whole reason why we exist. And so it's that one time a year where everybody can come together and meet and network and grow and learn together. So it's a really powerful tool too, because you walk away with new things and you're powered up for the next year.
Man, you totally stole my thunder. I was going to save that to the end as the big wow, but now that you've screwed me over, sister, I'm just going to come out and preach it. So a couple things. First of all, I am a huge fan of this kind of meeting for a couple reasons. One, you can do online training and that's awesome, but there's just that constant sense of the phones ringing, Facebook's chiming, the kids screaming. You just got so much stuff. So to be able to take 2 or 3 days to be hopefully hundreds of miles away from your business and just have an opportunity to talk with other professionals and not worry about the day-to-day operations and kind of get some perspective and some overview of what you're doing and why you're doing it, and get to share that with other owners of cleaning companies as well as other professionals in the industry that aren't owners of cleaning companies, it's really priceless. So I couldn't, and again, it only happens once a year, twice a year, depending on how many associations, what association you're in. So at least once a year, you definitely need that time to just take 2-3 days and do that. That said, at this particular event, the one in Chicago, October 25th through 28th, I will absolutely be there. Would love to meet with Cleaning Nation. I will be at the, I'm going to say it wrong. So I'll let you and me and Lisa are all going to hang out and hold hands. Where's that at? When is it at? So I can make sure I don't mislead my people.
The LinkedIn reception will more than likely be in the ISSA Resource Center. If I'm not mistaken, that'll be at the far end of the exhibit floor. So when you walk in through registration, just head all the way back, and that's a combination of our membership desk and our bookstore.
Okay, so, but
and
if
it'll
they just
say it in big letters.
If they look for the LinkedIn reception, that's where we're going to be, correct?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We'll be there.
Okay. And if I get my way, right now we're recording this early April. If I get my way, it will actually be renamed the Grow My Cleaning Company Podcast Reception. But, you know, we'll talk about that later. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
So I'm holding my breath on that. Yeah. Start sending your angry letters in now, Cleaning Nation, demanding that the LinkedIn reception be changed to the Grow My Cleaning Company reception. Whatever they call it, I will be there. Would love to meet you. I'm sure Hannah would love to meet you. My good friend Lisa, who was too embarrassed to be on the podcast, she would love to meet you. So let's have a little Grow My Cleaning Company, Cleaning Nation reunion at that event. Any other, I mean, that's what I have to say about the big event annually. Any other thoughts on that before we move on?
Registration for that event will open very soon. And, you know, to keep an eye out, because we're going to have a special code for LinkedIn members to register.
Yeah. So
that's
coming
soon.
Yeah, so that's something, just so I'm clear. I'm pretty sure that we've got, at the end, I'm going to give you guys two things. Actually, to be fair, Hannah is going to give you guys two things. I'm just going to be the loudmouth explaining it. Because again, I'm super, super, super committed to good associations. You guys are a nonprofit, correct?
Correct.
Not that makes a huge, you know, not that there aren't good for-profit organizations, but just so you guys know, all the money that goes to the ISSA, it's not like Hannah's, you know, making her yacht payment with it. It all goes back to the community, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, there is money involved, but it's a total not-for-profit. Even still, these gals are so kind to be able to give us a huge discount for, I think it's a $325 flat price for all Grow My Cleaning Company listeners. And if you go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA, you will be able to get in at that price for being a listener. I get exactly zero of those dollars. So I'm pitching it because I believe it's an amazing event, not because I'm getting any sort of compensation other than Hannah and Lisa have both promised to buy me a drink and or sandwich. Other than that, I think compensation-wise, we're square, correct?
Yes.
Oh, and again, the name change. How about that? If I can get 50 new members, we're changing it to the Grow My Cleaning Company reception, correct?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love it. She's like, what? Who? Why would you say that to me? I don't have the authority to do that. But either way, we've got you on tape saying it. So we'll start. Cleaning Nation, hook me up. Let's get 50 members and we'll see what we can make happen. So yeah, make sure you're there. I'll be there. There's, I believe, two things are going to happen. One, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA, you will be able to sign up for membership, which depending on who you are, how big you are, who you serve, I think it can up be $500-$700. You're going to get that for a flat $325. I don't know what the registration cost is, but I know you're going to be able to get a discount on that as well. Is that all correct, Hannah? I'm not making stuff up?
Correct, yes. All the registration prices will be out late April, early May, but you'll get a discount on all of that, like you said.
This may be the first one where it's like, we don't know what the price is going to be, but yours will be cheaper. I love that math. Yours will be that price minus some dollars.
Well, it's going to be quite a bit. It's going to be a good deal.
All right. How about minus quite a bit of dollars from the mouth of Hannah? We've got a guarantee.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, so we've covered the event, and really, I do hope to see you guys there, Cleaning Nation. I love the relationship we have as it is, but it is so exciting to meet you guys face-to-face and really get to talk to the people that I see in the Facebook group or come to the webinars, or we kind of get to interact with virtually. It's so exciting to see you guys face-to-face, give you a hug, make Lisa and Hannah buy you a drink, all that good stuff. So I will look forward to seeing you at the event. So Once people have signed up, they've come to the event, they're super excited. What's the next thing they would need to do to engage with the ISSA and start getting value they can bring back to their company?
So definitely, you go to the show, you become a member. We send out emails, but right away, set up your account online, because then you have access to everything you could want under the sun. We've got a lot of members only exclusive things, so certification, education. You can order right online if you're a member. If you're not, then you'd have to call in and order everything. You'll have access to all of our business valuation calculators, marketing resources. Definitely get online and check out our video library, actually. That's a feature that a lot of our members don't know about. It's over 200 videos. And after you're a member, you can embed that entire library on your website. So that sets you up as kind of like a power play in the industry. It's a lot of quick clips, educational videos. You might even see a show floor tour from the show in there or something fun. But definitely check that out. We also have a lot of educational resources as well online.
Yeah, I don't want to talk out of turn, but I'm more than 92% sure that if you do go to get those videos, the lovely Hannah in some of them will be giving a tour and you can see her kind of sort of virtually face to face.
Yes, yes, you could. You can check out our website tours, which I happen to be in. That's right. Thanks for reminding me.
And she's, for some reason, she's super embarrassed about it. So please, 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 Cleaning Nation, Hannah@ISSA.com, when you see those videos, make sure to email her and be like, wow, did you know that your fly was down or your hair looked a little funny or what? You had a big piece of acne. Really, let's work as a team. I think we can get into her head and make her go insane by the end of the year.
Yes, that would happen.
This interview just took a terrible turn.
Yes.
All right. So we've gone to obviously we signed up. No, just to be clear, is the trade show only for members or is it just cheaper for members?
So it is, you can come if you're not a member. This year, what we're doing differently is if you're not a member, you will become a member at the end of the registration process. Typically, it's a show for members put on by members, but non-members can go. It's just not open to the public outside of the cleaning industry.
Okay, so if you're not a member, you can go as long as you own a cleaning company. But is there like a time during the day where we'll herd all the non-members up and kind of put them in a circle and we can all stand around and make fun of them? Or when does that happen?
No, nothing like that. There will be no time for that. No. All you have to do when it's up and running is just go to ISSA.com/register, and there will be a spot for members and then a spot for non-members to register, and you can go from there.
Okay, but it sounds like it doesn't make any sense to fool around with that, just especially for $325, for crying out loud, just join. You'll probably save somewhere around that anyway. Clean Nation, don't fool around with, just join the ISSA and then go to the trade show. It just doesn't sound like it makes any sense, math or otherwise, to try to go as a non-member. Am I overstating it or does that make sense?
Sometimes, yes. But this year we've made it really easy. So as a non-member, you'll be able to do both at once. You'll be able to register for the show and become a member at the same time on there. You could go that way, or you could just go to ISSA.com/member benefits and download an application from there as well.
Okay. Well, just so they're not going to a bunch of different places, is the deal the same if they go to the ISSA.com/member benefits as if they go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA? Because I don't want people to feel like they went to the wrong place and paid too much and got screwed.
I will get those emails
and I will forward them right to you, sister.
growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA.
Okay, so they'll be able to
recommend that.
Okay, good. Yeah, but long story short, the concept is be a member first, then join, then come to the thing. So I've become a member. I've went online. I've sent Hannah emails making her feel funny about her videos. I've gotten a lot of benefit. I went to the trade show. What's next, sister?
So then you'll get member kits from us, helping you get jump started with your membership from there. Depending on what you're looking for, you can get, you can inquire about being certified. You can purchase educational videos. We've got a lot of webinars for you to watch.
So tell me a little bit about the certification, because the reason I'm picking on you so much is I've really found whether it's whatever the case may be, if it's a networking group or a trade association or a chamber of any group that you're involved with, a lot of people I hear, oh, I tried that and it didn't work. And I put in my money as a member for a couple of years. I didn't really get any benefits, so I quit. But the reality is, I'm like, well, what happened when you went to the trade? Oh, I didn't go to the trade show. Or how often did you do? Well, I didn't do. So they don't really take advantage. So I want to make sure, at least Cleaning Nation, when they become members, they really engage. And if you do it right, you should be able to get tens of thousands of dollars of value out of this, not just the $300 or whatever you put in. Mm-hmm. So what? Just kind of outline for me what they can do to make sure they're getting value out of what they're doing.
Well, right away, I would start looking at the value of clean, because that right there is designed, specifically designed for you to get the biggest return on investment that you can, to help you save without compromising. Therefore, you know, you're decreasing any extra costs you would have in liability, supplies, labor, work tickets, and it forms a way for you to educate not just yourself, but everyone in your company on how to maintain a consistent cleaning process. And through that, you'll be able to save quite a bit of money. There's also a calculator within the value of cleaning.
All right. So that basically is just another one of the benefits, another angle, another way that you can take your ISSA membership and really get value out of it. Any other things that we missed or that we need to add, Hannah, of ways that owners of cleaning companies can really leverage their investment in the ISSA?
Just check out our certifications and our standards. See if your cleaning process is up to par. We do have the Cleaning Industry Management Standard, and we've just come out with a new one, the Commercial Cleaning Industry Management Standard. That's really beneficial. And if you work in the school district, specifically K-12, be sure to check those standards out as well. Those really help. Great leveraging tool for as a result of work. Being a member of ISSA, especially, you know, if you go out to bid and how to not be the lowest bidder and why that's so important to provide quality to people requesting your service.
Man, you are preaching to the choir, young lady. So nice to hear those words coming out of another human being's mouth. I couldn't have said it better myself. All right. So to sum up, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA. If you're not already a member, for crying out loud, sign up. If you're not already booked to go to Chicago in October, absolutely sign up. I'm going to be there. I can't wait to see you. Hannah's going to be there. She said she doesn't really like people, so she probably won't say hi, but she'll be there. That said, Hannah, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. Again, check out ISSA.com. If you want the show notes page and all the information you need for anything ISSA, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.